the King.
Hare Krishna.
All glories to the Assembly Devotees.
Hare Krishna.
All glories to the Assembly Devotees.
Hare Krishna.
All glories to the Assembly Devotees.
Hare Krishna.
All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga.
Glories to the Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Jai Balaram Ki Jai. So now we have the great fortune of hearing about Lord Balaram from His Grace Narantara Das Prabhu, my good friend and world traveling, world experience preacher. Everybody please face Narantara Prabhu. And from now until 6:30, he will be giving us proper understanding of Lord Balaram's position. At 6:30, we will have the Sundar Arti lasting till 7 o'clock. At 7 o'clock, we will begin the Julan Yatra of their lordships. This is the last day to sing the Lords, so everybody should try to get that done. And then simultaneously we'll start serving the feast. So there's a lot to go. Please stay. Jai Balaram Ki Jai.
My lecture tonight is a reading and commentary on one particular pastime of Lord Balaram that took place in Hastinapur, and it is taken from Srila Prabhupada's book, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, Prabhupada has written one mantra at the beginning of Krishna book, taken from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which was chanted by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna, 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 He. Krishna, 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 He. Krishna, 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 Rakshamam. Krishna, 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 Pahimam. Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahimam. Trinadapi Sunichena, Tadariva Sahishnuna, Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Rinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So please try to hear the words emanating from the lotus mouth of Srila Prabhupada as he spoke this Krishna book. The great sage Narada immediately carried the news to the Yadu dynasty that Samba had been arrested and told them the whole story. The members of the Yadu dynasty became very angry at Sambas being arrested, and improperly so, by six warriors. Now, with the permission of the head of the Yadu dynasty, King Ugrasena, they prepared to attack the capital city of the Kuru dynasty. Although Lord Balaram, everyone say, Lord, 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 knew very well that by slight provocation, people are prepared to fight with one another in the age of Kali, he did not like the idea that the two great dynasties, the Kuru dynasty and the Yadu dynasty, would fight amongst themselves, even though they were influenced by Kali Yuga. Instead of fighting with them, Balaram wisely thought, let me go there and see the situation. And let me try to see if the fight can be settled by mutual understanding. Balaram's idea was that if the Kuru dynasty could be induced to release Samba along with his wife Lakshmana, then the fight could be avoided. He therefore immediately arranged for a nice chariot to go to Hastinapur. Accompanied by learned priests and Brahmins, as well as by some of the elder members of the Yadu dynasty, Balaram was confident that the members of the Kuru dynasty would agree to this marriage and avoid fighting with the Yadus. As Lord Balaram proceeded toward Hastinapur in his chariot, accompanied by the Brahmins and elders, he looked like the moon shining in the clear sky amongst the glittering stars. So let's all look at Lord Balaram on the altar. Does he look glittering to you? Does he look very effulgent? Is he smiling at you? Then we are blessed. Lord Balaram Ki! When Lord Balaram reached the precincts of the city of Hastinapur, he did not enter, but stationed himself in a camp outside the city in a small garden. Then he asked Uddhava to meet with the leaders of the Kuru dynasty and inquire from them while they wanted to fight with the Yadu dynasty or if they wanted to make a settlement. Uddhava went to see the leaders of the Kuru dynasty, and he met all the important members, including Bhishma Dev, Dhritarashtra, Dronacharya, Duryodhan, and Bhalika. After offering them due respects, he informed them that Lord Balaram had arrived at the garden outside the city gate. The leaders of the Kuru dynasty, especially Dhritarashtra and Duryodhan, were very joyful because they knew very well that Lord Balaram was a great well-wisher of their family. There were no bounds to their joy on hearing the news, and so they immediately welcomed Uddhav. In order to properly receive Lord Balaram, they all took in their hands auspicious paraphernalia for his reception, and they went to see him outside the city gate. According to their respective positions, they welcomed Lord Balaram by giving him in charity nice cows and argya. Because all of them knew the exalted position of Lord Balaram as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they bowed their heads before the Lord with great respect. So I think we should also be like them, and let us bow our heads to Lord Balaram. Lord Balaram Ki! They all exchanged words of reception by asking one another about their welfare. And when such formalities were finished, Lord Balaram, in a great voice, very patiently submitted before them the following words for their consideration. So now we're going to hear Lord Balaram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, speak. My dear friends, this time I have come to you as a messenger with the order of the all-powerful King Ugrasena. Please, therefore, hear the order with attention and great care, without wasting a single moment. Please, try to carry out this order. King Ugrasena knows very well that you warriors of the Kuru dynasty improperly fought with the pious Samba, who was alone, and that with great difficulty and unrighteous tactics you have arrested him. We have all heard this news, but we are not very much agitated, because we are most intimately related to one another. I do not think we should disturb our good relationship. We should continue our friendship without any unnecessary fighting. Please, therefore, immediately release Samba and bring him, along with his wife Lakshmana, before me. So before we go to part two, we will take a commercial break and chant the holy names of God. Don't touch that dial. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gobi Jana Vallabha Jivi Varadhari. Gobi Jana Vallabha Jivi Varadhari. Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gobi Jana Vallabha Jivi Varadhari. Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. When Lord Balaram spoke in a commanding tone, full of heroic assertion, supremacy, and chivalry, the leaders of the Kuru dynasty did not appreciate his statements. Rather, all of them became agitated. And now Srila Prabhupada has a comment to make. Actually, the members of the Kuru dynasty were very much puffed up due to their opulence, kingdom, family tradition, great warriors, family members, and vast, expansive empire. They did not even observe common formalities of civilized society. And in the presence of Lord Balaram, they uttered insulting words about the Yadu dynasty. Having spoken in this unmannerly way, they returned to their city of Hastinapur. Although Lord Balaram patiently heard their insulting words and simply observed their uncivil behavior, from his appearance it was clear that he was burning with anger. So is Balaram, is he burning with anger now? No? Okay, good. He's still smiling? All right. It appeared that he was burning with anger and was thinking of retaliating with great vengeance. His bodily features became so agitated that it was difficult for anyone to look at him. He laughed very loudly and said, "It is true that if a man becomes too puffed up because of his family, opulence, beauty, and material opulence, he no longer wants a peaceful life, but becomes belligerent towards all others. It is useless to give such a person good instruction for gentle behavior and peaceful life. On the contrary, one should search out the ways and means to punish him." Prabhupada comments, "Generally, due to material opulence, a man becomes exactly like an animal. To give an animal peaceful instructions is useless, and the only means is argumentum tad adbaculum. In other words, the only means to keep animals in order is with a stick." Lord Balaram continued, "Just see how impudent are the members of the Kuru dynasty. I wanted to make a peaceful settlement, despite the anger of all the other members of the Yadu dynasty, including Lord Krishna himself. They were preparing to attack the whole kingdom of the Kuru dynasty, but I pacified them and took the trouble to come here to settle the affair without any fighting. Yet these rascals behave like this. It is clear that they do not want a peaceful settlement, for they are factually warmongers. With great pride, they have repeatedly insulted me by calling the Yadu dynasty ill names. Even the king of heaven, Indra, abides by the order of the Yadu dynasty, and they consider King Ugrasena, the head of the Bhojas, Vrishnis, Andakas, and Yavanas, to be the leader of a small phalanx. Their conclusion is wonderful. They do not care for King Ugrasena, whose order is obeyed even by King Indra. Just consider the exalted position of the Yadu dynasty, who have forcibly used both the assembly house and the Parijata tree of the heavenly planet. And still they think that the Yadus cannot order them? Do they not think even that Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, can sit on the exalted royal throne and command everyone? All right, if their thinking is like that, they deserve to be taught a very good lesson. They have thought it wise that the royal insignias, like the whisk, fan, white umbrella, royal throne, and other princely paraphernalia, cannot be used by the Yadu dynasty? Does this mean that even Lord Krishna, the Lord of the whole creation, and the husband of the goddess of fortune, that he cannot use this royal paraphernalia? The dust of Krishna's lotus feet is worshipped by all the great demigods. The Ganges water inundates the whole world, and since it emanates from Krishna's lotus feet, its banks have turned into great places of pilgrimage. The principal deities of all planets engage in Krishna's service and consider themselves most fortunate to take the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna on their helmets. Great demigods like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and even the goddess of fortune, and I myself, are simply plenary parts of his spiritual identity. And still, they think that he is unfit to lose the royal insignia, or even sit on the royal throne? Alas, how regrettable it is that these fools consider us, the members of the Yadu dynasty, to be like shoes and themselves helmets. It is clear now that these leaders of the Kuru dynasty have become mad over their worldly possessions and opulence. Every statement they made was full of crazy proposals. I should immediately take them to task and bring them to their senses. If I do not take steps against them, it will be improper on my part. Therefore, on this very day, I shall rid the whole world of any trace of the Kuru dynasty. I shall finish them off immediately. If you agree with Lord Balaram, say, Hari Bol! All opposed? Good. Very good. While talking like this, Lord Balaram seemed so furious that he looked as if he could burn the whole cosmic creation to ashes. He stood up steadily and taking his plow. Does he have his plow? Does he have his plow? Can you see his plow? Very good. Taking his plow in his hand, he began striking at the earth with it, separating the whole city of Hastinapur from the earth. And then he began to drag the city toward the flowing waters of the river Ganges. This caused a great tremor throughout Hastinapur, as if there had been an earthquake, and it seemed that the whole city would be dismantled. When all the members of the Kuru dynasty saw that their city was about to fall into the water of the Ganges, and when they heard their citizens howling in great anxiety, they immediately came to their senses and understood what was happening. Thus, without waiting another second, they brought forward their daughter Lakshmana. Right now, I want to ask Lord Balaram. Lord Balaram, I wish you would get angry again with the United States Senate, United States government, and all the governments of the world, Lord, while you're at it, Lord Balaram. All the governments of the world, and tell them that if they don't shape up and become Krishna conscious, that all the capitals of the world should be dragged by your plow. Lord Balaram Ki! Is he still smiling? Good. They also brought Samba, who had forcibly been tried to take her away, keeping him in the forefront with Lakshmana at his back. All the members of the Kuru dynasty appeared with Lord Balaram with folded hands. Let's do that. Let's appear before Lord Balaram with folded hands and say, Jai Balaram! Just to beg the pardon of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, using good sense, they said, so these are very nice prayers to Lord Balaram. O Lord Balaram, reservoir of all pleasures, you are the maintainer and support of the entire cosmic situation. I would love to hear President Obama just one time say this on the television. What to speak of all the other nitwits out there running governments? Just one time I'd like to hear them all say, O Lord Balaram, you are the maintainer and support. We would dance in the street, Hari Bol! But don't hold your breath. Unfortunately, we were all unaware of your inconceivable potencies. Dear Lord, please consider us most foolish. Our intelligence was bewildered and not in order. Therefore, we have come before you to beg your pardon. Please excuse us. Prabhupada, in other places, says that the best prayers that you could recite are here in Srimad Bhagavatam. So as I'm reading these prayers, I am also praying to Lord Balaram in that same way. This is one of the items of devotional service, to offer prayers. You, Lord Balaram, are the original creator, sustainer, and annihilator of the whole cosmic manifestation. And still, your position is always transcendental. O all-powerful Lord, great sages speak about you. You are the original puppeteer, and everything in the world is just like your toy. O unlimited one, what is the name? Anandadev, everyone say. You have a hold on everything, and like child's play, you hold all the planetary systems on your head. When the time for dissolution comes, you close up the whole cosmic manifestation within yourself. At that time, nothing remains but yourself, lying in the causal waters as Mahavishnu. Everyone say, Mahavishnu. Our dear Lord, you have appeared on this earth in your transcendental body just for the maintenance of this cosmic situation. You are above all anger, envy, and enmity. Whatever you do, even in the form of chastisement, is auspicious for the whole material existence. We offer our respectful obeisances unto you, because you are the imperishable Supreme Personality of Godhead, the reservoir of all opulences and potencies. O Creator of innumerable universes, let us fall down and offer you our respectful obeisances again and again. We are now completely surrendered unto you. Please, therefore, be merciful upon us and give us your protection. Let's all do that. Please repeat, dear Lord Balaram, please be merciful upon us and give us your protection. Lord Balaram Ki! When the prominent members of the Kuru dynasty, beginning with Grandfather Bhishma Dev and down to Arjuna and Duryodhana, had offered their respectful prayers in that way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Balaram, immediately became softened and assured them that there was no cause for fear and that they need not worry. For the most part, it was the practice of the Kshatriya kings to inaugurate some kind of fighting between the parties of the bride and bridegroom before the marriage. When Samba forcibly took away Lakshmana, the elder members of the Kuru dynasty were pleased to see that Samba was actually the suitable match for her. In order to see his personal strength, however, they fought with him. And without respect for the regulations of fighting, they all arrested him. And when the Yadu dynasty decided to release Samba from the confinement of the Kurus, Lord Balaram came personally to settle the matter, and as a powerful Kshatriya, he ordered them to free Samba immediately. The Kauravas were superficially insulted by this order, so they challenged Lord Balaram's power. They simply wanted to see him exhibit his inconceivable strength. Thus, with great pleasure, they handed over their daughter to Samba, and the whole matter was settled. Srila Prabhupada ki, Lord Balaram ki. So there's a very nice prayer that Jayadev Goswami has composed which talks about another pastime of Lord Balaram. We have a few minutes before the artik, so let's taste that one as well. Vahasi vapushi vishade vasanam jaladhavam halahati bhiti malitayam nabam keshavadrita haladhara rupa jaya jagatisha hare jaya jagatisha hare jaya jagatisha keshavadrita sankarsana rupa jaya jagatisha hare bolo jaya jagatisha hare jaya jagatisha keshavadrita baladeva rupa jaya jagatisha hare jaya jagatisha Isha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadish Jaya Jagadish Jaya Jagadisha Hare Bolo Jaya Jagadish Jaya Jagadish Jaya Jagadish Isha Hare. So, Vahasi, you wear. Vapushi Vishade, on your brilliant white body. So, Prabhupada, in his teachings, explains, other than the bodily complexion, there is no difference between Krishna and Balaram. When we were doing the Pushpanjali and the sacrifice, you saw that we had the blackest Krishna. So Krishna is blackish, Balaram is white. So it says here, your brilliant white body, because as was already mentioned by the Kurus in their prayers, Lord Balaram's body is transcendental. Satchit Ananda. His body is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. Balaram never forgets that he's God. The Shankaracharya Mayavad philosophy tells us, oh, you're God. We're God. We just forgot. So do yoga, do meditation, and you'll remember that you're God. So Prabhupada says, well, Krishna and Balaram are not that kind of God. At least they're the God that never forgets their God. So what kind of God it is that I forget that I'm God? That's called a bogus God. We're not God. Because God means he never forgets he's God. We are part and parcel. Okay. We have the qualities, minutely. But we are always forgetting who we really are. I think I'm man, I think I'm woman, president, musician, this, that, and the other thing. No. I am nothing more, nothing less than the eternal servant of Krishna and Balaram. And happy to be so. Lord Balaram ki. So, Vasanam Jalad Abnam. And Balaram wears the garments that have the same color as a fresh blue rain cloud. White body and the blue garments. Halahati, due to the striking of his plowshare. So Balaram has two weapons, the club and the plow. Sometimes when he kills the demons, he likes to use the club. And sometimes he likes to use the plow. For instance, one time there was a big demon, copper-colored demon, Bolvala. And he was disturbing the sages from doing their yajna, sacrifice. So when Balaram had to atone for the killing of Romaharshan Sutta, Balaram had to kill that demon. So the sages were doing their sacrifice, and when the demon came, Balaram took his plow and dragged him down and killed Bobula. Lord Balarama ki! And it says here, Bhiti, who feels great fear. So this mantra by Jayadeva Goswami is in the pastime where Lord Balaram takes a break, and on the request or permission of Krishna, he goes to Vrindavan. The residents of Vrindavan have not seen Krishna and Balaram for many, 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 many years. So Balaram goes to pay a visit, and he meets with Nanda and Yashoda and the other residents of Vrindavan, and they ask about Krishna, and the gopis also question Balaram. Does Krishna remember his parents? Does he remember our service? Because the gopis and the residents of Vrindavan are living. They're only living with the expectation that Krishna will return. He promised them. When he left Vrindavan, he promised them, I'm coming right back. I just have to kill a few demons. But as it turned out, after he killed Kamsa, then Krishna got entangled. How entangled? 16,108 times. And now he's living way off in the ocean in a city. So it's been too long. When is Krishna? So the gopis has, does he remember us? So Balaram spent 2 months in Vrindavan consoling and conciliating the residents of Vrindavan. And it is mentioned that just as Krishna has his gopis, Balaram also has his gopis. So sometimes I think, well, maybe I'll not be fit to become Krishna's gopi. Maybe I'll be fit to become Balaram's gopi. Good enough for me. Lord Balarama ki! Or should I say, servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. I could go on for the next half hour. Servant of the servant. Just be linked up somewhere in the service of Krishna and Balaram. So for 2 months, Krishna, Balaram was pacifying the gopis, and they would do rasa dance at night. So one time, Lord Varuna sent his daughter in the form of oozing liquid honey, Varuni, and the whole forest of Vrindavan became filled with this Varuni beverage. And Balaram was drinking very nicely. And it appeared that he was intoxicated, his eyes rolling. And he was very, very happy. And he was enjoying the spring season. So he wanted to refresh himself in the waters of the Yamuna. So he indicated that Yamuna should come. But Yamuna was thinking, I can't go to Balaram. He's intoxicated. So she refused to come. Ah, very bad. If Balaram calls, don't hesitate. Just like Krishna says, Ma Sucha, don't hesitate. Don't worry. Don't fear. Just surrender. If Balaram says, come, we should come. Lord Balaram ki! So Yamuna wouldn't come. Balaram became very angry. So he said, this woman, all right, I will force her to come. So with his plow, he was making like canals, channels, forcing Yamuna, you won't come to me, I'll force you. So when Yamuna saw that Balaram was so determined, she quickly came to Lord Balaram and said, "Oh, I did not understand you properly. Please forgive me. Yes, you can use my waters to bathe as you wish." And so Balaram was satisfied by the surrender. Just like the Kauravas, when they surrendered, we read, when they surrendered, Balaram's mood immediately changed. So, all we have to do is surrender. Are you ready to surrender? How do we surrender in the age of Kali? We chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Everybody chant! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lord Balarama Ki, Lord Pranananda.
Kiba Jaya Jaya Gaura Chande. Aroti Kesoba
Ajayo Jaya
Kiba Jayo Jaya Go.